wonder if, so if you had a power outlet in the car and not driving, like just in the back seat, and I,
With
so you're,
VR on?
yeah, so you're in the back, so someone else is driving and you're in the
Yeah.
back seat and you have a power outlet, could you hook up the cam, now the camera would, well,
You could probably hang that from
you could do a
somewhere.
non, no, even a non VR game. I don't know that. Because I think it relies on your, geez, I haven't tried it that way. Like, I don't know if, like, if you don't have the camera, if it just kind of lets it,
No, I think it
like,
needs it to work. I think it has to know that it's on, I guess, maybe. Maybe hang it off the back at like the captain's chair of the driver's seat.
it's like out the front window in the dash because you need enough room. And
Yeah.
you're on the inside in the front seat, just looking around like a dork,
Yeah.
just playing. That's for
Whatever.
a racing game too. That'd be the best part. Like you're just,
Oh,
you
can you
fly,
imagine that? Oh, you'd be puking in no time.
you're flying down the highway. Them taking actual turns, trying to do it VR style.
This is so real.
Oh. The adult beverages are poured. The kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
How was your week in fatherhood and gaming?
Fatherhood was pretty good. I had my birthday, so I feel old now.
Just now, up to now, perfectly
Yeah,
young.
no, yeah, now it's just downhill. That's it. So the kids wrote their cards, which is actually pretty cool that my oldest son can write full sentences. He even made a joke.
Wow. Give you a good
Okay,
zinger.
so okay, let me say it and be prepared to laugh.
Can't wait.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to daddy, that's all it
That's
was.
pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad on your
He wrote
card.
himself and it was all completely legible. Like he spelled chicken wrong, but pretty good. Like that was a good, like just self-thought.
Damn, it's like that's awesome,
Yeah.
man. Cats in the cradle with the silver spoon.
Yeah. My youngest, though, however, to contradict that moment, I said we would take the kids out for ice cream after supper that day, just because it was my birthday and I wanted ice cream. But I said to them, only if you be good. And the youngest said, no problem, Daddy. It's not like I have a sticker on my balls. And without laughing, though my wife was laughing hysterically, I pondered for a minute. I'm like, huh? What? So sure enough, he put a Spider-Man sticker right dead center.
Which wasn't even like I was waiting for like the misunderstanding of like
Nope.
something like what crawled up your butt,
Nope.
except like misconstrued the sticker on your balls,
Yep.
and he
You have one right there, dead center.
so just like it was this super guilted. That's how he decided to like. To,
That's
is
how
that
he
all I
came
can
out
do
with
to?
it. That's how he came out with it. I was so thrown off. I didn't know what to think, and I didn't know whether to laugh or be worried. And I'm like, "What? How long has this been on here? How? Why?" So no, he was laughing
How did you pull this
hysterically.
off? Like just like.
Yeah. Well, they go in the basement and play together, so maybe I should be going down there more often saying, what are you guys doing? You're not putting stickers anywhere, are
What's up with the sticker, guys? Where's it going?
Yeah.
Just on paper, right?
What's down there now? I mean, come on.
Oh,
But no,
jeez. It's not like I.
that's a memory I want to keep and
I need.
tell at his wedding later.
Oh, write that down. Man, you have to keep that in an envelope somewhere. That is just.
Yeah.
And the best part, too, is that he would
Don't know why
think
that
it
went
so
together.
wrong
Yeah.
that like it would cost him ice cream. Like, did it cost him ice cream?
No. I just said, kind of don't do that again. And stickers don't go there. They go on paper,
Come on,
blah, blah,
buddy.
blah. Like, I'm not going to scold them for, I don't know what that was. It's
Nonsense.
pink. I don't know.
Nonsense.
But yeah, my wife could not keep it together in the background. So it was me trying to lay down some of the law and then looking at her just bright red face, like, yeah. laughing just silently.
Tears streaming down.
Yeah. It was just a shocker. I don't, whatever. Okay. So 4 years old, he's got a new one.
Boys.
Yeah. Yeah, boys. Yeah. Oh my God.
It begins.
Yeah, that's it. That was good for fatherhood, though. That was enough for fatherhood. In terms for gaming, I did complete Final Fantasy 15.
Which we'll save for later in the show.
Yes.
Very interested to hear.
Yes. Yes. But how about you?
So the father is good. This we are so close to being full term. So as of next week, we'll be full term. And after that, everything's gravy. So as in like the baby wants to come out.
Cooking's done. Ding.
It is now just like DEFCON 1. Like it's just like any minute now, baby. Yeah. And like there's just been some, like last night there was some awful contractions. Like it is not going very easy. Where you feel a lot of guilt at this point where it's like, I really wish I could just, there's like a backpack that I could just carry around for a while and like help out, but it's doing great, honey.
Yeah. It's just a good job.
So it's not going, it's certainly difficult, and there's some really awful contractions going. There's some last night, and I thought for sure it was it. I just like, here it comes. Oh no, we don't have this. We don't have this. We don't have this. And this thing is coming.
Have you got a plan for like your first one? Where does he go? Like,
so I think we're gonna, he'll stay where he's at. I think we're contemplating
like middle of the night.
Oh,
you're just taking them with you.
No. So we would have, so we got two sets of friends we would call. Worst case, yeah, he would just come with us. I think we're looking at a birthing center, which would be a bit more amenable to them. But so we have two sets of friends. So I think ideally we would punt him off to one of them and just really hope this isn't another 30-hour labor. Like last time.
It's like 2 weeks past. All right. Baby's born, right?
The whole time.
We were in Spain.
Sorry. Yeah, that's how we do birthing. That's just how
see you later.
So natural, so beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So then after that, actually, my wife's parents will be here assist. So, which is, we feel very, fortunate for. So they'll be able to take them.
That's so good.
Yeah. Plan for little. I didn't get that far in my panic. I was like, I was still at the, we don't have things that we need to be able to do this. So
it's always, where's the firstborn going and is the car full of gas? So
the gas I can guarantee at least. I got one thing checked off.
Yeah.
Got a bit of a taste of regression again with the first one where it's really starting to struggle and fight. So just showing a lot of resilience to some of the things that are needed as far as going to bed, taking a shower.
Yeah.
And generally you can, if you have the time and just give it some patience, like he'll come around to what you need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So like one case is just time. Where he,
when you have time,
when you, well,
it's kind of like you're scurrying them along. Like, all right, come on, let's go.
Well, that's the key. Cause I mean like, so tonight he doesn't want to get out of the shower, right? He's kind of playing with his boats and everything. After everything's wrapped up, but we have to go to bed. And in some instances, it's either like, I really need to get to bed, or it is really late and he's pushing it. And we have got to move on and get him to bed.
Yeah.
But instance tonight we had a bit more time. So it's just, you just kind of let him do it for a little bit. And it could only, and sometimes it's only 5 minutes. Other times, unfortunately, it's longer, then you have to pull the cord still.
Yeah.
So, and then, cause then at that point he becomes ready and it's peaceful and it's no issue. But there's the times when it's not peaceful and he is not pleased to be going along with it. Because we had one today and I had to, I was picking up food. Wife was like incredibly hungry, which means she's about to get a headache and really needs food in her body, like because pregnancy and everything else. And we were outside the store shop where we're getting it and he's just playing, having a great time. And it's like, we have to leave now. Like I have to get this food home. I can't do this. And you're having so much fun running outside.
Yeah.
But it was the pickup and the throw. And I swear to God, somebody probably called the police. Like, it must have looked like I was kidnapping this kid because he is he's over my shoulder. I have to, of course,
you like just a moron. Running down the
like a moron. I brought my dog.
Oh,
I got the dog running around the one side. I have this kid squirming for dear life over the shoulder, like fireman style, because there's just no other way.
Yeah,
this has to happen. I have to go. Yeah. Like, I need to feed my wife. I can't stay here and like just be at his whim. So there I was, like walking down the street for like 15 minutes with like food, dog, kid, just like flapping around like a sturgeon. And like, I again, I'm surprised I didn't get a comment.
I could see other parents just kind of like, oh, I have been there. I feel so bad for you. That sucks so much. And then people that don't have kids are like, Oh my God. Did he just coax that boy with a puppy? What's going on? Yeah.
Puppy and food? What's that man doing? Yeah, no, it would have looked awful. Like, and there's like streetcars full of people just like whipping by watching this spectacle. This little man just like zapping about, this dog going in circles. And like, and I'm trying my best to just keep my calm. It's only like worse if I'm angry. So I'm just a couple of people have made jokes at me, fortunately, but it's just like so he tends to have those meltdowns, and generally we try having as much reasonable patience.
Right.
There's some part of me too that wonders, like, is it too much patience where you're teaching him he just gets to do whatever he wants?
Okay.
He doesn't have to like kind of help out sometimes.
Yeah.
But he's also too, I mean, like, what's like,
yeah. There's certain restraints, but yeah, you can't go too far. They're still, like you said, 2 years old. They don't have the capacity to understand quite yet what's going on.
Yeah. Now, gaming wise, still just so little. Like, it's all just baby. Baby and new baby.
Like, it sounds like you have your hands full. Game of life. Yeah.
Game of life all the time. Anything, honestly, it's Sudoku. Like, it's, I try to like finish a couple of those a day, trying to like, sharpen my wits. And I think the two like that keep drawing me in, which I'm probably gonna start doing, is back to Steep, which is snowboarding one.
Yeah,
just because like anything I'm gonna do, it probably has to be like just a 10-minute session. Like that is all I'm ever gonna be able to do, maybe a couple of nights a week.
Yeah.
And that feels like, that one is so inconsequential, where it's just you zipping down a mountain, a bunch of snow,
peaceful
mountain, just like
yourself down into oblivion.
Because I was thinking even like No Man's Sky. Like, it was funny, I had a conversation with someone else who had played a whole bunch of No Man's Sky, which is a riot. Because, like, yeah, another human being. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
There's another one of us. But to discuss it, like, that was fun. That was great. Like, it's like, oh, there's my gaming for the week. That was great. Yeah. I had a conversation about a game I used to play. But then I thought, like, okay, maybe I can do some of those sessions. But most notably, too, because that put me to sleep so much. If you recall, like, how like deep of sleep I always got when I was playing that thing. But I was trying to think, like, 10 minutes. Like, I don't know if that's like, what on earth am I going to do in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Snowboarding, at least you get like one or two runs in and like hang your hat and be on your way. So we'll see. If there's some way to finish Nathan Drake or like Uncharted 4.
Oh, right. Yeah. You still got to do that.
I'm telling you, though, I just worry that it feels like there's 30 minutes left, but there's actually like 5 hours, and I'm not going to be able to like hack it or be able to finish.
Yeah.
So we'll see. The struggle's real, folks. And the kid's not even here. The kid isn't even here.
That's going to be a different, that'll be a different, whole different world. Maybe everyone will get more sleep and you'll just be awake with like just tape on your eyelids. Like, I just need to finish this one game. Please.
Maybe the new kid will be a great sleeper. I think I kind of deserve it after the first one. Please.
Good karma your way. Yeah.
I'm telling you, we deserve it. Everybody that we know that had kids after us, their kids eat great and they sleep great, especially the sleep great thing. They're all like, unless they're lying, which I don't know that they are.
It was
6 hours immediately. It was great. Kids slept through. I don't know what the issue is. Nap's wonderful.
Yeah.
My eyes are just like flickering. Like,
I could just see the vein in your forehead. Just like, what?
What? Given what we go through, I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish this on people.
wish this on anybody else, I was ever to say.
More wish what we went through. Like, now it's great, but just
yeah,
those first 6 to 8 months, man. Oy.
Oy. I'm awaiting the update in when the new baby comes and, you know, your wife has to like get some rest. She's been up all night. You go out and get some food. You have a stroller in one hand, a dog in another, a kid running around in groceries.
Just two fish on both my shoulders. Like,
yeah. Like, I'm not sure I could do this.
Oh, especially when they're like 4 and 2 and they're like fighting.
Yeah. Just,
I'll be known in the neighborhood by that time.
Oh, there goes crazy Trevor again. Down the
his floundering kids.
Yeah.
Oh, so Thomas, so you mentioned Final Fantasy 15. You successfully beat it.
Yes.
And you have some opinions about it.
Yeah, I do, Trevor. I do. So okay, a little background. I love Final Fantasy. I love most Final Fantasies, I'll put it that way. One of my favorite ones is still Final Fantasy 6 or 7. Mix some 9, 10 in there. Great stuff. Final Fantasy 15 starts off a little bit different. Story's a little disjointed. Open world is a little bit different. And it kind of
romance in the car, open world.
Yeah, okay. And it's got the car thing, and you have just the four guys that don't change out. But I started to get the hang of it. It was kind of cool. You had this like bromance thing. Like every review says, you have like this relationship that you develop with these guys, and you go out and beat monsters. Awesome. Then it took me 30 hours to beat. So I still have side quests I could do, but 30 hours is not very long for a Final Fantasy game. Like, it's great for being a dad, but
yeah, for this great dad, game, like, what are you knocking that for?
Yeah, this is just, it completely fell apart. Like the last
four
chapters, like completely.
No, hold on. So put that in context though. Like,
so
classic Final Fantasy where it just throws out the story and here's like the super ultimate evil you never heard of before and you have to beat it, or
worse than that. So you have like, okay, there's like, I think there's like 15 chapters. So like chapter 9, 10, things are just straight linear, right? So like basically the game is ending. If you want to go back and do stuff, there's this time traveling dog you can call and you can go back to the other world and do it. Honestly, that's how they presented how you do that.
Of course there is.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so I'm like, nah, I'll do that later. I'll forge ahead. So you have this big open world. All of a sudden, there's this guy that kind of follows you through, and there's this villain moment that happens. And you have no connection to him because you haven't seen anything with this guy. You just kind of like, hey, by the way, this game's about me wanting to do this. And
Is this like literally the first time you ever saw him?
Well, no, like you see him kind of throughout, but it's like honest, like flickers of him. He's not in the story too much. And he doesn't say what he's doing there. He just kind of shows up. The guys are kind of cool with it. Like, hey, what's your name? Cool. He's like, here's the name. But like, okay, so again, let me backstop just a tad. The game starts off with you going to a wedding because you're going to marry this girl that you've been like, it's kind of like an arranged marriage. She's an oracle. You have to get married to her. You'll be awesome.
Nothing will go wrong.
You leave your empire. Your father is the king of this empire. The empire behind you, okay, gets eradicated. Like another emperor comes in, blows it all up, assumes the throne, kills your dad, which you hear on the radio. And you're like, oh man, I need to get back in my car to get to this side quest. Like, you have no emotion. You're like, oh, you feel bad. Like, the character's like, oh man, well, let's go get married. Like, I'm like, what? So then you're searching for this girl that you don't know as a player. Like, apparently these characters knew each other, and you're trying to search for her, and you have no reason to believe, like, why am I here? Why wouldn't I go back and try and get in to, you know, what was conquered or avenge my father? Like, that would have been the easy Final Fantasy kind of story, I think. Like, avenge, like, But anyway, past that, 9 chapters later, it goes into, and it's not really spoiler, but I'll give it, like, the theme of it. Open world down to Resident Evil. It's a horror game. It's a horror game at this point. There's corridors. There's, like, 15 floors of corridors that you have to go down and figure out where this end boss is with jump scares.
Jump scares. Wow. Okay.
Honestly. And it's just you. You lose all your brothers.
Oh, come on. That's... I hate that move.
You know how you're like separated, like a door closes too quickly? Yeah, and they're like, yeah, go on. And they're like, I just did the whole game with you. And you're just like, hey, whatever.
I think worse than that is when the... some Final Fantasies... Losing sucks because like at that point, like you've kind of given certain characters certain abilities or like weapons.
Yeah. You built them up.
And as a flow, and because like they work together, and they just like rip it out of it. And you're like, that's, I've spent this whole game preparing this. Like, why did you?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a very good challenge. That's just annoying. The only thing I think that's worse is when they do, and did Seven do this? Seven might have done this. You have to play with everybody.
Yeah, like you set up groups or something. Like,
there's three groups, and there's always like there's a good like five characters you've never touched because you don't like them. Yeah. So they're super underpowered.
Yeah.
So I remember at one point I had to go back to an old save because of I had these two groups that just kept dying one hit. I didn't use them once. Like, it's like, well, you got nothing and you're gonna die immediately.
Yeah. you have no armor on. I never bought anything for you. So
I have to reassess like
nope. So yeah, it's just one of those things that you kind of throw the wrench in, and they're like, hey, we trained you this entire game to operate this way, but hey, let's do this new jump scare, you're on your own scary thing.
Oh, that's garbage. So like, so what happened? So you powered through that, and then you you face the boss.
There's obviously a boss. And it's like, honestly,
did it redeem itself in any way?
No. Not at all. Just like at the end, you kind of like they're trying to say like all this stuff happened. You should feel something. They got Florence and the Machine singing in the background, and like it's all trying to be teary eyed. And you're like, really? That's it? That's up? That's all it is? That's what you did with your life and everything in it? Like, and your brothers, and like there's no tying up of anything. People that exist in the world, they don't go back to them. And then at the end, it kind of like fades to black and it says Finn. I'm like, Finn. You're trying to make it like a film, like a movie. And then you can load that game and go back into the world and just do all the side quests again. And you're just kind of like defeated at that point. You're like, I don't know what to make of this. Yeah. And it honestly, the story, I could see like the development hell it's gone through. Nothing made sense. There's no threads. There was one demon that came out of nowhere that was supposed to be this guy that you've met previously, but nothing was said. I had to read that on a forum, and there was a clue in a story piece of paper. show him transforming into a demon. That would be great. That would be something I would make that would make sense. But no, it was not a good. Not a good experience.
That's a letdown because you had been enjoying it so much.
I gave it a chance. Like the reviews were like mediocre for it, and I was like, no, this is pretty good. I could see where I could improve. And then it was like, oh my god! Like,
what have you done? Why?
Why would you put this in here? It's like two different developers worked on it and just mashed it together.
Ah, that's a shame.
So
especially like from the outside, like the thought now of it still looks interesting. To experience it where like the game mechanics and everything else like a very modern like Final Fantasy would be kind of interesting to see, but like the way you've described that last half, like just
sucked the fun out of it. I think just like even the summons, you know, in every Final Fantasy there's a summon that you get and you can summon it. In 15 they're like huge, right? The huge suckers that appear, but they're not you can't trigger them. You have to be like in a certain area and like low on health. And then you can summon it. Something
like,
really? I don't know. I kind of wanted it to happen when I could do it. Like, I'm supposed to have these mythical powers to do stuff. Also, do it.
Total sidebar. The one thing that's always bothered me is like the magic users who run out of magic.
Yeah.
Where that one, in the entire thread of the game, that always really bothered. And then ether is like, so the potion that would bring back up their magic points.
Yeah.
Is so expensive and so hard to find. And it's just like, this is the one thing this guy does.
Yeah.
And And he runs out and just like, welp.
Yep,
that's all it. The fire I can produce. Now I'm like literally useless. I can't take hits. I can't hit.
Yeah.
Like I remember Final Fantasy One, that's why I always went with the red mage, because at least he could get decent like
yeah. hits yeah.
and yeah. both spells. But like otherwise, because the other ones are just like, I can't afford for you to do spells. Like you can't cost too much.
That's it. And then you don't do anything else, but you can run. Maybe you can run the party away. Like if I sacrifice you.
Yeah, now you're a healer with potions, I guess. Like, what am I supposed to do with you?
But I always, let me ask you, like with the ethers, did you always stockpile them? Because I always stockpile them and never use them because I'm like, oh, maybe I'll need them like for the final battle. Or maybe like, I don't know, they're kind of expensive. I don't know when I'm going to find another one. And at the end of the game, I'm like, oh, that was it. I have like 50 ethers sitting in my item. Like,
I think it would depend. Like, I'd always like... I generally have the magic user do nothing. If I'm low, it's just like, well, you're in the party to get experience, but you're not going to do anything. Like you can hit him for five. Great.
Just sit
like,
there.
Yeah. Okay. And then say, but then anytime I got past like 50 of them, then it's like you start to be a little bit looser. We're like, okay, let's do some magic damage. Yeah. Finally. Yeah. I hate it. I always hate that. I just, it's the yeah. one thing you do. Like, why is it limited? That's so dumb. Like,
yeah.
It's not as if it's like crazy powerful. Cause like the guy with the sword does the same damage as you.
Yeah. It's not like his sword breaks and he's like, well, that's it. Like,
well, sorry guys, I'm done.
Me.
There's some, I'm sure there's some games that do it that way, which is probably more frustrating than anything.
Yeah.
Oh, he broke his weapon. Like, great. Now I'm having fun.
Yeah.
So I'll ask it to you this way. Where would you rank this as when your most disappointing game endings? Either so the game turned at the end and you didn't like it anymore, or the actual just ending of the game was awful, I think, for you.
Yeah, I think with the turning of it, it's pretty high up on my list. Just with the time spent with it, and it's like there's no payoff. Like you're thinking, no, this something could happen. No payoff. I would relate it to another Final Fantasy that I did not like the ending of, mm-hmm. which was 10.
Mm.
If you remember 10.
Yeah, that was really
spoiler alert for anybody that hasn't finished it. But you defeat, like, I don't know, his name was like Sin or the ending or something. It was this Jeff, huge beast.
Sin, I think I said it's called Sin.
It was like a huge, like a dragon, weird looking thing. And you defeat it. And then Titus, mm-hmm. he just like dream sequences away. I don't think, like, what are you doing? Like,
I'll say you kind of skipped over one part, because that was even worse, because so the fight with Sin was, that's a big moment. I mean, it's just like this is his father, who's now become their incarnation of all that is evil.
Yeah.
Which was this like ongoing cycle of destruction and everything else. Like he has to defeat, and you know, what would be a powerful moment of a son having to defeat his father to end a cycle of violence. Fine. Okay, great. Like that's a, and then, as I recall, you get like just sucked down to some other world, and then you have to fight the super evil. You've never seen it before. You've never been introduced to it before. It just states, "Oh, I am the essence of all crazy evil. Beat me." You're like, "What?
It's not even my final form. I don't know."
It's not even the same thing. It's not as if the one thing turns into the other thing. It's just literally, "Oh, I'm also an evil thing. Beat me."
Yeah.
And like, I just did. Like, I had a big fight. Like, what is this of a nonsense? Nine pulled the same same BS.
Yeah.
Because you, end guy, the one person that was like the absolute worst, and you beat him. And that,
yeah,
great. And then just you get pulled down to another world. And like, it doesn't even look like anything. It's not like a beast or a person. It's like a crescent moon shape with like black dots or something. You're like, I'm this.
Yeah.
You're like, you must defeat me. Like, why? Like, what are you even? Why? I have no motivation.
I'm sorry.
Sure? Okay.
Why do I need to fight you? Leave me alone.
Oh, yeah. I remember 10. And if anything, that's why I actually didn't mind. First, I'm one of the few people who didn't mind X2.
You are one of the few.
one of the very few that didn't mind. I had a good time with it. I enjoyed it.
I did not. Like,
what was a piss off about that one is that the major reason. The major reason you would buy that game
mm-hmm.
is to get the ending you wanted from 10.
Yes.
So he is in a dream sequence. He comes back to life. Like they get reunited. You get your happy ending.
Yeah.
So the whole reason to beat a second 50-hour Final Fantasy game is because the previous 50-hour Final Fantasy game didn't give you what you wanted.
Right.
Except to get the good version of that second one, you had to do it like on 100%.
Yeah.
You had to beat everything.
Ridiculous. Which
that took me, I think I went through it 3 times.
You did it?
Yeah, I got it.
Wow. Congrats to you.
Man, I wanted it. Like, I
just, you like, obviously did.
10, I really liked 10. Like, I was a huge fan of that one. And like, that was, I think that was certainly peak RPG for myself.
Yeah, and I agree. I even did the lightning thing where you had to dodge the lightning 100 times, and the
chocobo, you dodged it 100 times. Never was able to do that.
I was, because I wanted every like ultimate thing I could get before this ending, and then I was like, what? Oh, and I did buy X2, and I did not complete it. I gave it a good shot, and then I was like, I don't know where this is going, but I remember I didn't beat it, and I looked up on YouTube the ending. I'm like, oh, I wonder whatever happened.
Yeah.
Oh.
hopefully saw the good one.
Yeah, like, I looked up the alternate. So, yeah, to 100%, that is insane amount of time that you would never have now. You would at least did it in your glory days.
I'm telling you, that was peak. That was the most time between 10, the amount of hours I put into 10, and then 10-2 X2.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever put, probably broke me in many ways. It's like, and that's it. I got what I wanted. I'm out of here. Best friend, man. At the time. Yeah. And when it first came out, like, this was before the age of 8 YouTube. So like, for me to get this ending, I was going to have to do this. Yeah. Like, I had to commit. Oh, so it was the time of game FAQs though, fortunately, because I definitely, did not know how to beat it myself, and I wasn't going to spend that much time.
I even bought the strategy guide, you know, like Brady Games or whatever. I bought the strategy guide for that. Yeah, I remember it, because I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. I want to get it done once and go for it. I spent college nights doing it.
Game endings, like those type of game endings, have to be the biggest BS nonsense. Like, where it's just like, here's an ending, but you didn't do everything. So you don't get the good ending. And by good ending, I mean like the satisfying conclusion.
Yeah.
Like this is a medium of joy and enjoyment. And the fact that you're going to remove this like satisfying conclusion to the story that I just went through because I didn't complete your asinine challenges.
Yeah.
Like, man, go screw yourself. Like,
No, I hate that. And they do that. The simplest way they do that is difficulty settings. So I don't think Final Fantasy has that, but if you start a game, and it's like easy, normal, hard, I will never go easy. Just because I think parts of the game break, but then you usually get like the okay ending if you choose the easy. Cause you're like, well, you didn't do the hardest mode and you didn't go through all these hoops that we needed you to go through. So you don't get the best stuff. Tough luck. Try again.
Good luck next time. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get those things.
Do any other endings come to your mind as far as like, just like games that lost?
Yes. Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. If you've ever played that game, it is a load of shit.
It's a sticker on my balls, man.
It really is. So it tricks you because you think you're playing Snake, which is the Metal Gear guy. He's who Metal Gear is. And it switches to Raiden. And he's this totally different game mechanic halfway through. And that's you from that point in the game till the end. And then at the end, it's like 30 minutes of just like, the president isn't real. There's robots. You're a robot controlled by AI in like the past that tells the future. Like, you're literally just staring at the screen like, what? So you're doing like this weird, like Blade Runner, like it's a dream kind of like super Metropolis. I don't know. Like, it was just like so confusing and didn't give you back Snake and left Raiden kind of like, oh, he was just fake and what he did didn't matter. And there was a simulation in time. And
wow,
the third one will be better than this one. And it's like,
we'll fix it in the next one, guys. Don't worry.
Well, and that's the thing, like the next one, they didn't touch that. They were just like, yeah, that really just don't worry about what happened there. We're just going to restart new, and it'll be Snake again back in the 60s, I think it was. But yeah, that was another one that fell apart for me, and that was hard to get to the ending. And I was following it all the way up to the end, and then it was just like, no, there's these 12 people that were born 100 years ago, and they've been implanted in the government, and they're doing all these experiments. I'm like, I don't care. Like, what are you...
There's no bearing on me now. Like, what is this?
I don't get it. It was just not a good experience. That was another one that was just, don't fall apart. Dude, didn't you play test this and like look at people's reactions or like
sure, zoning out the... as we're going through? Oh, geez, trying to think. Like, so I was.
But games in general that have let me down, I would say another one would be Dead Space 2. And that's a different genre, but Dead Space 1 was great. Dead Space 2, when Isaac or whoever the main protagonist is starts talking, I'm like, oh no, they made him talk. Like, he didn't have a voice in the first one. That was the good part. He was an engineer.
I don't think I felt that way, interestingly. No. But I hadn't played 1. I don't know if that has any bearing on the...
Oh, 1 was great.
Because I had no stake in the game, so it was just kind of like I played 2, enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was... Hated the... The good thing is eventually you kind of just learn about jump scares, like where it's just like,
yeah.
Well, like clearly you're going to jump out of this wall. So like,
so at the ending of that game, you fight his mind or something. Like you go into Isaac's brain and there's something that attacks you. I remember that was like, I don't know what, like I'm fighting, far, just like, fighting the horror inside my brain. I don't get it. I don't.
Sure. I remember the, this is a weird one. So let's go, man, how young would I have been? So I got to, it was Rampage for Nintendo.
Oh yeah. Great game.
And the, well, actually, okay. So two stories actually. So first one was like Daytona 500 for Nintendo.
Yeah.
And one of the races was literally 500. So like, so 500 laps.
Oh no.
It took like, it was an afternoon.
Yeah.
Of lousy Nintendo graphics. Just like just zipping around, and I get to and for, like, I was in first place. So like hours put into this like monotonous, same looking, blocky design for this like driving game.
Yeah,
and for some reason, like I was so far ahead. I think at the finish line, I thought it'd be funny to just like park on the side of the road and like wait for somebody to come behind me so I could like blast through just at the last second. Yeah, that didn't work.
Like, oh my god.
Third place.
Why would you?
So after all this, these two guys go just flying past. Like I saw them in the rearview mirror, but they're going way too fast.
Way too fast to start up again, yeah.
Oh, and like, yeah, lost it all just on that lap. I don't know why. If anything, I still got through the 500. And then speaking of punishment.
I would just turn the power off, walk away. Just, that's it.
Oh, sure. The other one was Rampage.
Yeah.
On Nintendo, and there's like a countdown ticker. I forget exactly. I don't know if it's a particular mode or just the game. And you're on level 1 of 100 to 103. Again, like a lot of fun. Like when you first kind of get into it, eventually it becomes very same, very boring.
Yeah,
it's like building smash. Like
yeah, eat the people. Yeah,
and there's no, and the challenge doesn't like curve at all. Like it's just that constantly. So decided to beat it one day. So set level after level, and you're getting down there. It's like 98, 99. Like here, okay, here's the last level. Fun, like this is it. Like smash, win the level. It's like, all right, like what is at the end? Like I did it. I got to the end. Like what great secrets will you reveal? And there's this text in the middle that says like, congratulations, you won.
I hate
flip screen. Went back to the first credits.
Uh-huh.
It was a sentence for 2 seconds and it went right back to the first credits. And it's just like the staring at the screen, just disbelief, like
broken your soul. Just
there's no graphic.
No,
there's no title sequence. There's not even credits.
They don't give you like a code even to jump into the next, I don't know, like make the gorilla purple or whatever. Like,
I
remember playing a similar game like that, like Bubble Bobble, if you've ever played that.
Oh, of course,
100 levels up and bubbling, and I did it with my brother, and we're like level 100 and we beat it, And it was like, thanks for playing. Like,
what? Yes, that's not worth my time. Saver. What like, is this?
Give me something. I don't know what it is. And like, technology was minimal back then, but come on, like, it's anything. Just say what happened to the little dinosaurs that had blown bubbles. Maybe they.
Yeah, they drifted off and they had some babies. It was great.
Give me at least that. Thanks. Thanks for playing. Oh.
So I think we should find some sort of like awful note to end this on. Just like,
it should just be okay, bye. Playing right now. Like, thanks for listening.
Okay, bye.